wait. You must not have heard me. How are y'all doing this morning? That's a little bit better, but we're gonna work on the energy, okay? We're gonna work on the energy. So I want to welcome you guys to the party before the party. This is the Next Gen Sunday FX, but right now we're doing the party, the pre-party. So I have a snazzy little bag here, and in this bag, I have some things that are gonna get us into a game, okay? And for this game, I need people to guess what fruit that I have. Okay, so are we listening? Here are the rules to start. I'm gonna pull out my fruit, and if you wanna take a guess, you're gonna run up here to the stage and form a line, okay? Okay, are we ready for the first fruit? What is this? What is it?
A pineapple.
Is it a dragon fruit?
It is. Specifically, what color is it?
Yellow dragon fruit?
That works for me. Okay, so I need you and your mom or dad to come join me on stage. Okay, and I need one more pairing. This one should be easy, guys. Okay, are you ready? What is this?
A banana.
It's not a banana.
Corn?
Green banana? Not a green banana. What is it? Three, two, one. It's okay, you're cute. What is it?
Is it a vegetable?
It is. It's actually a fruit. A banana is a close guess, but it's not a banana.
Pea? A pea? Like a piece?
No.
Oh.
No. One more. I'll keep going. What is it?
Banana.
A
plantain?
Yeah, boy! Grab a plantain! I need you or your mom and dad. Mom or dad. Come join me on stage. All right. Okay, so, have you guys heard of the game Fruit Ninja? I'm sure you have, okay? So we're gonna play Fruit Ninja, but it's better because it's live action Fruit Ninja. So, the parents, you guys are gonna throw some fruit at your kids, and your kids are gonna try and slice the fruit out of the air, okay? So can I have kids grab a sword, and you're gonna come to this side. Okay, so we have a little timer that's gonna come up. You have 30 seconds. The person who slices the most fruit or vegetables wins, okay? Alrighty then, can I get a countdown, please? On your mark, get set, slice! And then you guys can have a seat. And with that, we're ready to get this real party started. So with that, we're gonna roll it. Get pumping up in here.
We're going to do things a little bit different this Sunday, and you all get to be a part of our Next Gen service. But first, before we get into that, I just want to welcome our guests. So can we give our guests a hand clap this morning? We are so glad that you are here. If this is your first time, there is a Connect card in the back of the seat. We'd love to have you guys fill that out. We're not going to hassle you, but we just want to stay connected to you. This morning, we're going to do things a little bit differently, family. You're not going to see those green buckets. So on your way out, you'll be able to actually drop off those Connect cards and your tithe and offering in the black bins at the back. If you have any questions, just see one of our life changers and we will help you out. So with that, today is all about families. Today we are celebrating our families here at New Life because we believe that families are important. We believe that it is the next generation that is going to raise up and be the church. Amen? Yes. And so it is all of our responsibilities, whether you're a parent, whether you're a grandparent, maybe you're not even a parent. It is still our responsibilities to pour into our children. And our vision for the next generation here at New Life is that we are here to support you as parents and what it looks like to step in to be the ministers to your children, to help them discover who they are in Jesus and to lead them into relationship with God. So today you're going to get to see a little bit of what we do with your kids each Sunday. So give our kids a round of applause. Give our guests a round of applause. We're going to get this party started. Come on up.
Are you always you? Let me try that again. Are you always the same you? No matter who you're with, it's tempting sometimes to wear two different faces in two different places. You're polite to your teacher, but you snap at your mom. Or you answer every question in small group, but you don't speak up when a kid at school is being bullied. Or you're always careful with screen time at home, but at a friend's house, you visit websites your parents haven't okayed. You tell yourself you're not lying. Not really, not with your mouth. But your actions say that you're two different people. Instead, you can choose to be truthful in all you say and do. Treat everyone with respect, not just the people who can help you. Choose to always obey your parents, even if they're not around. And if you love building epic Lego creations at home, don't pretend at school you don't like Legos because it might not be cool. When you choose to be the you that God made you to be, no matter where you are, others can see God at work in you. That's why integrity is an amazing way to worship God with your life. Because worship is about more than just singing loud. It's all about living loud.
Before the day, I took a breath. You had a plan for my every step. You promised to always be by my side. I believe that you are the way, you are the truth, you are the liar, so I sing this to you.
Okay.
You keep my promises every day. I will believe in everything that you say. Yeah, in the dark, I know you're making a way. Jesus, so I trust you. You always good in everything that you do. What's right the way you do. You're teaching me to take a stand and live for you. Cause I believe that you are the way, you are the truth, you are the liar, so I sing this to you.
Okay.
You keep my promises every day. I will believe in everything that you say. Yeah, in the dark, I know you're making a way. Jesus, I will trust you. You always done everything that you do.
Inspiration. beyond all explanation. You're wonderful and good. You're wonderful and good. Everything you created with your imagination is wonderful and good. Wonderful and good. You're my inspiration beyond all explanation. You're wonderful and good. You're wonderful and good. I just wanna thank you, cause everything you made is so beautiful. And every single smile and every beat of my heart, and it's beautiful. I just wanna thank you, cause everything you made is so beautiful.
Hello, good morning, everybody. I'm Bluefoot. I'm here to do something. Yeah. Welcome to Next Gen FXX. Normally, Isabella does this thing, you know, teaching, letting everybody know about what they're going to do with the families, bring their families to know about what's happening with new gen kids and all that type of stuff. But, Rekha, I actually kind of see it's kind of boring. So I was going to do something a little bit different because Adelia, she's been really stressing out and she's on this, just juicing this kick about juice. So I decided, hold on, wait a minute. I done forgot something. Good goopity goop, Lord. Here it is. Whew. I want to make a frousy, whatever them things called. What is it? I'm going to smooth it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make her a smooth. Lord. I got it now. Okay, and so what I wanted to do was I want to make Isabella a pineapple juice. I want her to have a pineapple juice. I was going to put it in this and give her this nice umbrella. But the problem is this. I didn't have no pineapple. But I do have apple. I have pine, bam, pineapple. What could go wrong? So what I'm going to do here, because I really want my friend to have a great day, I'm going to go ahead and make her I need everybody to participate, and I need you to use your imagination right about now and pretend, because I ain't going to do this right now, pretend it is working, and I am turning. Oh, yeah. There it is. That's working. Check it out. Boom. Check it out. Boom. Check. Well, I guess it's finished. Let me see here. It needs a little bit more, just a little bit, tad more. Okay. It was working, perfectly working. Well, you know what? I think it's broken. And I need you guys' help. I need a cover story because Isabella, you don't want her to find out that I did it. So what we're going to do is I need you to say, Pastor Lowe came in here. Now, you know he's always trying to get ready for his sermons and all that stuff. Pastor Lowe came in here, and he wanted to help Isabella, give her a nice juicer for her, fix her upper, and he was working on that, and he broke it, and he went to do his sermon on integrity. So, and he's going to be doing it. Okay, so you got it? All right, okay, you got it. I'm glad you got it. All right, I'm going to look here. I'm going to get on out of here because before Asbella you come in here, I'm going to get out because remember.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, man. Yes, he is.
Working on me because I'm always late for everything, but I'm working on that. So I was late because I couldn't find my blender, so I stopped to get a smoothie. Wait a minute. That looks like my blender.
Did it, girl? You know what? Praise God. That looks like your blender. Yeah. That might be your one. I ain't got one. That's your one. Uh-huh.
Is that a pine cone?
Pine cone? It could be. You got good eyes. You got good eyes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What happened?
What happened to what?
What happened?
Okay, see, what had happened was I wasn't really here, but I was told. Now, don't take my word for it, because some of these people not telling the truth. Is they said that Pastor Lowe came in here because he know you juicing and being a healthy type person, and he wanted to make you a pineapple smoothie. And so what he did was he broke it, and then he left. And I was saying, Pastor, don't leave. He said, I'm gone, and he left. That we did.
Pastor Lowe?
Yes, Pastor Lowe, because, yeah, that was him. And I think what he was doing, because he wanted to make you a pineapple smoothie, and maybe he didn't have a pineapple, maybe, and then maybe he found some pine cones and apples, and maybe, probably, he took that and he put it in this thing here, that thing there, the blue lemon. And what is it?
Blender.
That's a blender. Ooh, child, it's hot up here, ain't it? No, okay, yeah. It's a blender and broke the blender.
Oh, Pastor Lowe, he does know I like pineapples.
Who broke it? Boy, you don't have to mess with me. Okay.
But if Pastor Lowe did that, it seems like you're in Pastor Lowe's head.
Oh, girl, you better know about me and Dwayne Pastor Lowe. We like this. I matter of fact, he gonna even let me teach next week.
Yeah. Well, with that, maybe we should practice.
Practice what?
Jeff, maybe you should give out what our life app is.
Yeah, I'm Buford. Don't call me Jeff no more. Okay. All right. Okay, girl, you ain't said nothing. You think I ain't scared. So drum roll on your legs, please. 1, 3, 2, 1. Bam! There it is. So integrity, choosing to be truthful in whatever you say and do. So I want everybody to repeat this after, just the ones who like me, who are honest and truthful. We're gonna replace it. We're gonna do integrity on three. 1, 2, 3. Integrity, choosing to be truthful in whatever. Isabella, girl, I can't lie. I did it. I broke your blender thing there. Lord, Pastor, he didn't do it. You know he wouldn't do it on purpose.
It
I broke
Pastor
it.
Pastor Lowe, it was you.
Yes, Lord. Oh Lord, I did it. I broke it. Because I knew you would never ever think I did it, so I had to tell you it was Pastor Lowe, because you might think he did it, but I didn't do it. He did it. Well, you know what I mean.
That is extremely shocking, but I'm glad that you confessed, and. I'm glad that you, and I think I could find it in my heart to forgive you.
Oh, bless your heart, girl. Bless your heart. Bam! She forgave me. Go ahead. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, I got to learn how to forgive people. Whew. That's integrity forgiveness. All right. Go ahead. Next. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay, because apparently you were trying to do something nice for me and get me my smoothie. Right.
Right. There you go. You know what? And to make it, I'm going to make it up to you. I really is. I'm going to make it up to you. And I know you're going to ask me how, and I'm going to think about it as I'm using integrity and think how I'm going to make it up for you.
How?
Go ahead. You sense that? How?
Yeah, how? How are you going to make it up?
Oh, make it up. Make it up. I'm going to use my, I'm going to make this new fix. I'm going to fix it. It's going to be fixed. The next time you see it, it's going to be working properly, fixing it.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Whew. All right. Let me get rid of this thing here. Now that I'm going to take all this out. What? You want to eat it? Yeah, I don't want that apple. That's been in the blender already. You don't, here, get on my nerves. Every time I turn, here, take that apple. Okay, all right. So, that, you got the apple. Okay, go ahead, eat that apple, girl. Go ahead, take a bite of it. And share it with all your friends. Is it been on the floor? Okay, all right. So, that brings me to the next part of the thing we're talking about is the blended family. And so what I'm going to be doing right here, we're going to make some. I need two volunteers. No, not y'all. No. It's two. Where are they at? No, I can't see them. But no, it was two people. Oh, there they is right there. Them are the two people right there. They volunteered, but I like them because they got a shiny head. Come on up. You see Isaiah, come on up, Demetrius and Heather. These are two volunteers. I don't even know them. I really don't know them. I'm just pretending I know them. Look at Demetrius like this. What's up? Come on up, man. Look here. We're talking about a blended family. So what's going to happen here is this. Now, come on up. Only thing I need is power. There it is. Look, you see I got that power coming out here? That's what I'm talking about. So, what we're going to do, my friends, my volunteers that I don't know. So, volunteer number one, what we're going to do is we are going to make smoothies, fleshy smushies, whatever you want to call them. Okay, I will say that smoothies. Okay. You got me? Who's your mother? Okay, I'm just messing with you. Okay. All right, so what's going to happen is you got a choice. You're going to use three ingredients, and we're going to make smoothies, and you get to be first. So you got a choice. You got banana. Can I have an apple? I need that. She's right. I need this apple. You got apple? Oh, actually, I got apple right here. So I didn't hear. You can have that one back. There you go. So, green beans, Parmesan cheese. I have almonds, tangerines, and we have, I look like this is spinach, some spinach. So, choose three. Ingredients. All right. Let me put a little bit of this anointed oil in here, water. Just a little bit. There we go. Just enough. There we go. All right. So he chose tangerines, a little bit of tangerine. I'm going to just put a little bash of tangerine. I'm going to tangerine it up a little bit. There you go. Banana. He want banana. Oh, sookie. This right here tell you what the person really about. Go ahead. Little banana. And don't be telling him what to do. Other person, you don't know him. This is a volunteer. And some spinach. That's what I'm talking about. Well. This thing is all hard to open up. Can you open this up? I got it. Because my fingers are hurting. All right, now, for the magic button here. Yeah. Ooh, that look good. That's what I'm talking about. Good. You know what? I know it don't look good, but I'm gonna show you how it look, how good it is. Watch this. I'm gonna pour this in here. Uh-huh. Spinach. Whatever else he put in there. And I'm gonna put you a little video umbrella on there. Throw that umbrella on there. I'm gonna open it up if I can. I'm gonna open it up a little bit. Bam, there it is. Bam, there you go. Cheers. All right. Now you ain't gotta drink all of it. You just, Ooh, boy, look at that. See that spinach? Oh my goodness. It's chunky. Yeah, that's chunky. That's what I'm talking about. That's chunky. All right. Oh, she like that. Look at her. Oh, sooky, sooky. That's what I'm talking about. Well. Let me dump this out. Well, it wouldn't be nice if I just let one. So what I'm gonna do is volunteer number two that I don't know who you are. So you have spinach, almonds, spinach, Parmesan cheese, you did. You can't be asking him what he wants. You're supposed to be doing this. Tangerines, and green beans. I'm gonna make it. I should make it myself. No, go ahead. So choose three, any three. Let me put the water on there. Apple. All right, so she went with. Tamisha, you can't be up here telling nobody. You gotta be just letting and Parmesan cheese. Oh Lord. Lord, that brother's gonna have to be anointed to drink this one. All right, I'm gonna blend it up real good, Mr. D. All right. I better do it a little bit more. Let me give you this thing here. I'm not gonna give you all of this one. This is funny. I like this. Whew. All right. Okay, now you eating that farm, drinking that grape. So go ahead there, volunteer number two, and drink that nice. Oh boy. Okay. Hey, give our volunteers a hand. Hey, oh, you're welcome to take it back with you.
Here you go.
Oh, well, that's the end of that. That's with the blended family. Thank you, volunteers. Now you eat that apple, girl. That's all yours.
So now we're going to get into my favorite part of the day, which is bringing the word. And so today we're going to talk and tell a story, and I'm going to be reading you guys a story of a guy who, in the story, who really was what the Life app is. And today we're taking a look at Daniel. And he was a really poster boy of integrity, which is what we're talking about today. And he was practically a superhero, in fact. No.
Babylon, Bat Boy in the house. What's up, y'all? What's up? What's up?
I'm not even sure what to say. But could you help us tell today's story?
I mean, I can save you, but I ain't gonna kill you.
Is that a yes?
Yes, that's a yes. Okay, well, I got 5 volunteers already. Bam, in the back, so 5 volunteers already here. Go ahead. That's all yours.
Thank you. So we're going to do this comic book style. Okay, so while all this is underway, let me get you set up for today's story. So over and over, God's people, the Israelites, promised to follow him. And over again, they turned away from God. And they simply didn't live out the things that they said and did. So God allowed enemy leaders to invade and capture them. One of these was King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, and he was a very important man whose favorite hobby was to take over nations. And one fine day, wait, not so fine day, King Nebuchadnezzar conquered the land of Israel and squashed them like bugs. Everybody. He took captives from the most important Jewish families and brought them back to Babylon. He chose men who were well educated and could easily learn. And among them were 4 teenagers, and they were named Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
My name is what? My name is
King Nebuchadnezzar wanted to wipe out everything about these young men and what was Jewish of them. He wanted to make them into good Babylonians who would serve him. And he probably gave them brand new snazzy clothes. King Nebuchadnezzar also gave orders that they should study and learn the Babylonian language and writings. King Nebuchadnezzar even changed their names. The 4 men now became Belshazzar, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel and his friends were not thrilled about these changes, but they knew that they could still follow the one true God in the midst of it all. That is, until King Nebuchadnezzar gave a final order. Daniel and his friends were commanded to eat delicious, desiccant food from the king's table. Now, that may not sound like a problem, but you see, the king's food had been offered to the false Babylonian gods. Daniel and his friends believed that accepting this food would be turning away from the one true God. So they refused to eat it, And Daniel spoke to the guard in charge and said, "Please, let us test us, and for 10 days give us nothing but water and vegetables, and compare us to those that eat from the king's table." And the guard agreed. So, for 10 days, Daniel and his friends ate only vegetables and drank water. No hamburgers, no cookies, no juice. And all they ate was vegetables, like peas and carrots. And after 10 days, the guard looked, and he was shocked to discover that Daniel and his friends looked even healthier than the young men who had been eating from the king's table. So the guard continued to give Daniel and his friends only vegetables and water. And God gave them great knowledge and wisdom. And at the end of 3 years, King Nebuchadnezzar was so impressed with Daniel and his friends that he declared that their answers were even 10 times better than anybody else's. Okay, great. Let's give a round of applause to our volunteers for the amazing show of something. So I promise that up until this point, the story is not to make you eat vegetables, although it is a great idea. See, Daniel and his friends believed that the king's food would be like pretending that they were okay with the false gods instead of worshiping the one true God. So they knew it was important to be truthful in everything they said and did. And so they chose to take the hard path and to say no. They said no to the king's food. And they found a creative way by asking the guard to test them for only vegetables. Now, Daniel and his friends were truthful in what they did and what they said. And being truthful with your life means doing what you say and you match up. It means not acting like a different person around your friends or family or church. And that is letting people see who you truly are. And so that leads up us to a great question. And so let's reveal the question of today. So let's gather together with whoever brought you and ask yourself and have this conversation. How do you want people to see you? So this will be our small group activity. Just huddle with your family and friends and discuss this. We'll come back in just a minute. Thank you. Okay. All right, you guys. So I hope you got some good conversation started. But keep that going at home on how you want people to see you. So now, since we're talking about integrity, and this has to do with how we are, how we truly are, I'm going to ask some of our small group leaders to come up, and we're going to know a little bit more about them. So my small group leaders, please come on up. So we have three wonderful women who work and serve in the next generation. Come this way, a little bit more this way. And so we have Rachel over there, Rachel Wilson. She faithfully serves our 1 to 2 year olds every Sunday. And then we have Maisha. She loves and have relationship with our youth, and she does a lot of the back behind the scenes that you don't even know. So, and we also have Nisha Scott. And she serves in teaching our 10 to 12 year olds. So I'm gonna give you the mic. And you tell the audience two truths and one lie, and let's see if they can figure it out.
I was born in Texas. My favorite color is green, and I really like being a teacher.
Bella?
You're right. That's a lie. I was born in Nebraska.
Okay. So for me, it would be, I learned how to read Japanese in one day. I like to garden in my free time. And I've been to all 7 regions of the United States. Okay, wait. I saw 2 on this row. I'll do Aubrey. Okay, I thought that was going to be the trickster one. That is true. I learned how to read Korean in one day.
Okay, I used to be a ballerina. I love to eat the gummy snacks as much as the kids in Next Gen. And I've been to 2 different countries. Yes.
So that was the lie?
No.
Let somebody else guess the lie.
What's the lie? The lie. 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 The lie.
And we figured out you couldn't really talk to people the same.
it was all a big change. Like the other day, when Mrs. Vick sent us the test, we had to match the states with their capitals. As soon as we all looked at the test, we knew something was wrong. She had sent us the answer key with the test. We were supposed to finish it in 5 minutes. There was a timer and Mrs. Vick could see all of our faces. I could see Sonia's face. She knew. And well, I'm pretty sure she knew that I knew. And then we could both see Mac. He was looking in a way we all understood. But without talking, we all could see what we had to do. It was the right thing. Me and Mac and Sonia all chimed in and told Mrs. Vick it didn't look right and that she had sent us the answers. And then she thanked us for showing honesty and said that it was vital for any online class, or any other class for that matter. We all started laughing a little. It turned out to be pretty funny for all of us. God, thanks for a new way to do school. And thanks for making my online friends pretty cool. Emma Jean.
Cheers and leader, a big hand clap. Amen. Amen. Very good. I know every one of us like to hang out with people of integrity because we like to know that we're getting connected and we like to know that we're in healthy relationships. Everybody agree? Amen. But when I was asking the Lord about closing this out today, he spoke to my spirit and told me this. He said, I know something about your children that I want you to know about your children. Get to talk to him about how that he knew every one of us in our mother's womb, and he started something eternal in our mother's womb with us, each one of us. And he gave our parents the responsibility, or let me say it this way, the opportunity, the privilege of taking care of us as his heritage. Every child is God's heritage. Amen. And he's into kids, isn't he? So in our world that we're living in right now, it's easy to lose our identity in our culture. We become intrigued with the idea of being comfortable. Anybody know what I'm talking about? We adopt patterns and rules that kind of set us up to live a life that has no real risk to it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you just got to challenge the rules that we allow to be set in our lives that offend us being able to take care of our kids. Parents, do you want to have more of a relationship with your children? Do you know you should have more of a relationship with your children? Do you know you should be the one teaching them what integrity looks like? Amen. The temptation is to live in comfort and put that responsibility on someone else to teach them. And I'd like to encourage everyone here to thank God for America and thank God for the convenience that we have. But it's not the teachers in the school system's responsibility to train up our children in the way they should walk. It's not. Amen. It's not my pastor's duty, amen, to train up my children in the way they should walk. God gave that responsibility to me as a parent. Amen. And I know that right now some of you may be thinking, how do you do it in the world we're living right now? Because you're working more hours than you should in a week to keep up, amen, with a lifestyle that's not possible without God. And so I want the prayer team to join me here today. And I'm going to pray for every family member, every parent, because what you've seen happen today, we're going to move forward with this. This is what's going to happen on every Sunday in our kids' life. Amen. And if you as a parent would like to join with the kids' life, you get to take this into your home and prepare with your children what it's going to look like on Sunday. And it's simple. It's easy. It's light. This thing's already set up with a powerful structure that teaches the fruit of the Spirit, the character of Jesus Christ, and what it looks like to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Mom and Dad, God believes in you. I want to say that one more time. God believes in moms and dads. He believes in the parents. He set it up so that we win this way. And so taking out the necessary time to make sure that the children get to Jesus, make room for them, amen, so that they can sit in the lap of Jesus. And by the way, his lap is the parents. Amen? Everybody want to get the children to Jesus? Mom and dad is the way they get there. There's thoughts. There's words. There's phrases, sentences that your children are going to think and write out. Things they're going to act out in life that only they will do this. And if they don't know who they are, they won't be able to live up to their true identity. I've got to encourage you as mom and dad. The only way they can actually step into their true identity is they need you as mom and dad to lead them there. God wants to talk to you as a mother and a father, as parents, about your children on a new level. Are we going to let him do that? And if you really want that and you're saying, I don't know what to do, that's why we have prayer teams and we have ministry and we have, amen, a new life sanctuary that we come to when we join together as a body to agree, to pray together, to speak life into one another, to let the spirit of prophecy and encouragement be the breath of God in our lives. Father, thank you for a powerful Sunday where we focus on what you're into. You're into your heritage. You're into your children. And you've given your heritage to us as parents to tend to take care of, to be stewards of. And Lord, we're telling you, we don't take that lightly no more. We're not going to trust a culture in this world. Amen. We're not going to trust the world spirit, but we lean on you, God, and we trust your spirit to breathe in us and then out of us into the lives of the children. Lord, touch every parent. Let them begin to know even right now that with you, all things are possible in the world we live. That we can actually be who you say we are as parents and be a light in this world to our own children. And it can start in our home, and it can move from the home into our community and into our world as life changers. Thank you right now, Lord, for bringing hope to every mom and dad. Let them know that there is a better day. And right now, in this very moment, this present time, you're ready to work hope into every heart, peace in every life. Thank you, Jesus, for meeting with us today and giving us an opportunity to realize that we're going to break the rules of our culture. We're going to break the rules that says this is the way we do it, and we're going to consider the way you do it, Lord. We need your empowerment. We're posturing ourselves before you right now, Father. Let your spirit and your fire clean out everything that needs to be cleaned out of our spirit, Lord. We're making room for you to be king of your kingdom within us so that you can finish what you started in our lives and your name can be glorified. The kids can be touched. They can become who you designed them to be. And everybody say amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap. He's worthy. He's the victory. He's won the battle so that we can win. Before you leave today, I encourage you as a mom and dad, don't worry about what other people are doing. If you feel a conviction right now, find a prayer team warrior. Amen. Find someone that can agree with you on God's will for your house and for your children. Amen. Let them know, I need you to help me. I need you to join with me in prayer. They're ready to do that. Thank God for intercessors that make a difference. Can we do that? For you that need to leave, God bless you. Make your way outside and rejoice on the way home. But for others that need prayer and agreement about your house being changed, meet us up here at the front. God bless you. We'll see you next Sunday, if not before.